We are going to take a look at another company out with earnings as well this morning, or I should say after the bell yesterday. That is Lyft. Revenue per active rider here. So Lyft isn't necessarily raising its fares across the board. It had raised its fares, right? But it is seeing more revenue per active rider. If we look at this sort of overall inflation theme here, the revenue per active rider now at $51.79. Now, part of that has to do, according to the company, with people taking longer rides, more airport rides, for example, which is interesting because is that now also sort of a travel indicator? But the company overall announced 18.7 million active riders. It's up a lot year over year, but it compares with 22.9 million in 2019. So it's not back to pre-pandemic levels. And that active rider number was also below estimate. So I would call this sort of a mixed picture. Revenue was up 70% year over year and beat estimates. But the company, as you flagged late yesterday, Saz, is coming out with a forecast that doesn't necessarily beat estimates.
Yeah, that another company here warning that January was a tough month because of the pandemic, Julie. That first quarter adjusted operating profits for Lyft, which is how the street tends to look at Lyft, that those adjusted operating profits, as you mentioned correctly in our morning meeting, Julie, those were below estimates here set on that conference call last night by Lyft because of some trends, just some weak trends due to the pandemic. But look, everything we've been talking to on the labor front here at Yahoo Finance, worker shortages, shortages in other industries, it shows up in a company like Lyft. If you're wondering why those prices have gone higher over the past year, it's because of the driver shortage. Lyft, Uber, they have seen a pretty large driver shortage. It did seem to maybe stabilize a little bit in the most recent quarter, but still, that's why those prices are going up.
Yes, definitely is why the prices are going up. Speaking of prices, by the way, we've got at least six analysts cutting their price targets on Lyft this morning, even if they see over the longer term more of a recovery. And something else I just wanted to note here, we are still hearing a lot of commentary about Omicron from these consumer-facing companies, right? And about COVID. The CEO of Lyft, Logan Green, said on the call, given the expected impact of Omicron on the first quarter and the unknown shape of the recovery, which could carry into the second quarter, our near-term revenue growth acceleration will likely be affected. That said, we are not in the days where companies are not giving forecasts. So even though they are expressing caution, they're using the words uncertainty and unknown, et cetera, they are still giving a range of numbers. So they're sort of couching it and framing it, but at the same time, giving an actual forecast, which I think tells us something about where we are now versus where we were. And we've all seen those Omicron charts, the COVID case charts here in the United States. It's a spike that has now pretty much come back down to that same level. So all of that is reflected in these forecasts as they try to sort of hedge their bets because, you know, we don't know if there could be another variant.
Gold Star Award for me, Julie. You're just incredibly on the mark with that. It is good to get start to see some just predictability or stability in some of these businesses. Certainly helps out Wall Street. But again, I think a good way to still think about it is what Rick Rieder told us yesterday when it pertains to the overall stock market. There's just a dense fog out there, Julie. Perhaps it's starting to lift in corporate America too. Perhaps starting to lift a little bit in the stock market, but still. That fog exists, and it's challenging out there for these companies.
Yeah, definitely.